it was important to give it all a bit of time to sink in, bed down. If you knew what you were looking for during an interview, you could actually see the moment the full gravity of the situation hit them, and watch as the idea of a lengthy sentence, and all its horrible repercussions, took root in their heads. Walker was no different. His breathing became short, his eyes shimmered, and somewhere in that badger's arse of a beard, his bottom lip gave a wobble. Bingo.
Of course. We could make a lot of that stuff go away. Breaking in. The drugs. I'm even prepared to overlook this, Eddie. And I do not say that lightly. Do I, Detective Sergeant Macquarie?
No, boss. You do not say that lightly.
I do not say that lightly. We can do it too, me and her. We can make all that other stuff go away. We're nice like that. But you have to tell us where Connor is, Eddie.
I don't know.
Come on, Eddie. This is your future we're talking about.
I don't know.
I'm running out of patience fast here, so I'm going to ask you one more time.
Logan said. He leaned forward, his face twisting into an involuntary snarl.
Where's Connor? What have you done with him?
Nothing. I don't fucking know where he is. I keep telling you.
Walker blurted, tears rolling down his cheeks.
If I knew, I'd tell you, but I don't. I swear, I don't.
I think you're lying to me, Eddie.
Walker's face was a scrunched up mess of tears and snot now. His shoulders shook as he sobbed silently, eyes closed.
Maybe we could take a break.
He'll get a break when he tells us where the boy is.
He says he doesn't know,
the solicitor said, his tone bordering on apologetic.
I know what he said. I don't believe him. What about the teddy? The envelope? How did you know about that?
Walker sniffed and wiped his eyes on his sleeve.